A couple of heart attacks, the odd bout of pneumonia, and some late-onset agoraphobia weren't quite enough to get Terry Hooley off the road. But the punk pioneer and founder of Belfast Good Vibrations record shop and label, now 71, is about to embark on a Goodbye Vibrations tour, which he says will feature his final DJ outings. Tomorrow night, the show hits Dublin Sugar Club, ahead of which Culture Files' Louis Scully met with Terry Hooley in Belfast to hear some fight stories and spin some favourite discs.
The story of Good Vibrations continues and continues, and it wouldn't surprise me if someday somebody phones me up and tells me they're going to do Good Vibrations on ice. My name is Terry Hooley. I was the founder of Good Vibrations record shop in Belfast. And later on, we set up a record label. I had been very ill and nearly died 5 years ago. I've sort of flattened down. I'm not as mad as what I used to be. I'd spent nearly three months in hospital, and it was around Christmas time, where my birthday was 23rd December, so I missed my birthday, I missed Christmas. The Stuart Bailey, who runs the OES Centre, decided that I should do a New Year's Eve party that year after I was in hospital. And we did it, and it was very successful. We've done it the last 5 years now. People were coming up, and these girls were saying to me, our granny used to go and hear you play records in the jazz club in the 60s, and said you were a great soul DJ. And I'm like, right, your granny's okay. So now getting people's grandchildren to come and see me.
Most people get out of hospital, and the last thing they're thinking about is running parties, but you got out of hospital, and then yourself and Stuart said, right.
A month after I got out of hospital, I was back in with a stroke. I had a stroke. So I decided to do 20 gigs this year. Instead of going out just like a whimper, I want to go out with it. I actually want to go to places like Dublin, Drogheda, Dundalk, places where I always got a good crowd. When I went into hospital, a lot of the bands did a concert for me at Christmas, and they raised a lot of money to pay for my funeral, and also I don't have to worry about that. I've never been a rich man. I've never been interested in money. I grew up in poverty, and I've seen what money's done to other people, and just I'd rather do stuff for love than for money. Okay, we're going to run through some of the tracks that are very, very important to me. I mean, I'm not trying to be smart here. These are tracks that I love. I mean, I could put in a lot of obscure tracks that probably nobody's ever heard of, but these are tracks that I would gladly have played at my wake. There's not one of them I wouldn't, you know, and I love them. I love them all equally. So I do. It's one of my favourite bands ever, and it's the Rolling Stones, and I can't get no satisfaction. And I used to have a Rolling Stones scrapbook with all the Rolling Stones bubble cards, and I lent it to this guy across the road. He said he lent it to a guy who died. So if anybody out there's got my scrapbook, could I have it back, please? My Friday nights as a teenager would have been going into town and meeting my mates, and then we went to the Spanish Rooms on the Falls Road, and we got a gallon of cider between four or five of us for a pound. Then we went round the back entry and we drank it, and then we took it back and got 1 and 6 back on the bottle, and then we went down to see them playing in the Maritime Hotel. And it was just brilliant. It was just magical. I'm from a hand to the ground. And if you got a kiss and a cuddle of a girl, that was brilliant. And you got the 11 o'clock bus home. I did the bad midnight. Mind you, you never really got on with Van Morrison, but that's another story. I used to hang about outside gigs when I was too young to get into bars and hear jazz, which was the music of my youth. And I got to know a lot of the jazz guys, and then they would go off to England. It was no blacks, no Irish, no dogs in those days, so they would be staying in the same areas as Jamaicans and stuff, and they knew that I was into ska music, And when they would come home at Christmas, Lola would bring me these 7-inch singles. To me, they were going, oh, I was given this by such and such, by one of the artists, and I don't really like the music. And to me, they were worth their weight in gold. And one of the records was One Cup of Coffee by the Wailing Wailers, which I played in the jazz club, cleared the floor, and then I wrote to Bob Marley, and 3 months later, I got a reply back. So Bob Marley and I corresponded. And then in the 70s, I met him, and it was just wonderful. He was a great man and one of my all-time heroes. One cup of coffee, then I haven't always got on very well with some of my heroes. Some of them were not really as nice people as their publicity might state, but Bob was a wonderful man, and I've been a huge reggae fan since the 60s. My daughter once said to me, Daddy, the Beastie Boys are coming to Belfast, would you take me? And I had no problem. I'd take her to Kylie Minogue and Jason Donovan and things. You know, so it was nice that we were going to a band that we both liked. And then the day of the concert, the Beastie Boys were in the shop. And they were in buying records and stuff. And my daughter phoned up to say that she had the flu and she wouldn't be going. And Gloria says, oh, your daddy's just going to go round the Crown Bar for a few drinks with the Beastie Boys. And my daughter says, I was sick before this phone call, I'm sicker now. So I love the Beastie Boys and I love this record because we all got to fight for the right to party, and that's the way I felt. Like during the Troubles, Daddy, what did you do during the Troubles? You got to fight for your right. Well, darling, I partied a lot because we didn't go out because our bars were being bombed and our friends were being shot on the way home after the bar. So we did a lot of partying in our house, so it is. So I still fight for my right to party.
Terry Hooley there, and the reporter was Louise Scully. And Terry Hooley will be DJing at the Sugar Club Dublin tomorrow night, Friday 31st, after a screening of the film biography of Good Vibrations.